for tuning in to the Illuminations podcast. We love having you here. It is our mission to be a beacon of light on your journey towards conscious and mindful living. In our weekly episode, we bring you inspiring change makers in the field of spirituality, healing, personal growth, and wellness who share their insight and expertise so you can navigate your way to a happier, healthier, and more purposeful life.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Illuminations World Podcast. I'm your host, Nia. I'm a clinical hypnotherapist, graphologist, and a yoga teacher here at Illuminations. We are back once again with another episode, with another speaker. And this time we have a very interesting topic. And this is something that I've been really hoping to get into for the longest time. So I'm really glad that we're addressing this today. So the topic is all about unveiling shadows, navigating negative energy in our lives. So in this podcast episode, we will dwell into the shadows that lurk within our thoughts, our emotions, and relationships, offering practical strategies to identify, understand, and transcend these challenges. So through illuminating anecdotes, empowering exercises, and transformative techniques, we have Dr. Bassam here with us to enlighten us and share his knowledge about this. So let me first introduce Dr. Bassam. So Dr. Bassam Saab is a certified hypnotherapist, psychotherapist, and pranic healer. And his approaches, his holistic approaches, include pranic healing, theta healing, crystal healing, erotic yoga, feng shui, radical healing, soul temple, mood managers, and much more. So you can get a sense that energy work is his forte. So let's bring him on. Thank you so much, Dr. Bassam, for being with me here today.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
So since our topic is all about unveiling the shadows, navigating through negative energies, I want to pick your brains and really go to the basics of what exactly is negative energies. Let's start with that. Define negative energies for us.
All right. Thank you. Actually, before starting the negative one, let us have a talk on energy itself.
Okay.
You know, everything is energy. Yeah. Life, before the life existed, there was an energy only.
Is this because of the Big Bang?
Before the Big Bang. Before the Big Bang, it was only energy. And this only energy, some people, they call it God. Mm-hmm. Some people, they call it universal energy. Some people, they call it the universe. Whatever is the name is not a problem, but there was an energy.
Right.
And when this energy thought, everything starts with a thought.
Yeah.
Thought that there should be a creation, mm-hmm. then the Big Bang happened and everything was created.
Yeah.
Okay, so everything that we are around is made of energy. So the energy is in the air, in the trees, in the ground, in the stones, everywhere. But they are on different frequencies.
Whether it's alive or not.
Exactly. They are all alive. They are all with frequencies, but the degree of the frequency differs from one person to another or one species to another.
Right.
So the frequency in the stone is not like the frequency in the ruby. It's not like the frequency in the human being.
Yes.
So
yes.
All these are frequencies. And even if you want to go above a human being, there is a very subtle frequency when we talk about angels, archangels, and higher hierarchies.
Right. So as you're mentioning this, I can imagine a lot of people scratching their heads like, but is this all a bunch of woo-woo things? Is it real? Is it not real? So tell us, how do these energies impact our day-to-day lives?
Yes. Actually, some people, they believe in it. Some people, they don't believe in it, but they live it.
Right.
Okay. So some people, they say, well, I have a bad eye. Somebody, you know, didn't
we hear that a lot through like our grandmas
exactly. And what is this thing? It's something when somebody sends unfavorable energy to another person. If I am, for example, I like you very much, but you are successful, I'm not successful, my feelings will create thought forms, and these thought forms can be changed to something more severe, which are called elementals. So if I am a bad person and I know how the technique to send you these elementals, I can affect your life negatively.
So you're saying if I have a thought right now
yes.
to to, let's say, if it's jealousy or if it's to say, wish you ill in
yes,
some way.
Exactly.
I can actually have an effect on you?
You can have an effect in condition. There are, we have to have some conditions here. Okay. You have to you have to be in a state of a very high grade of hatred in order to send me this. Okay? Mm. Just normal day-to-day things are okay. They can pass. Okay? But if these things are really dwelling in you and you have that real hatred and that really you have the wish to hurt me, you will be able to send me these energies.
Right.
Okay? So, and these energies, if I'm not shielded well, you can affect me.
So
if my aura is not shielded well, then all these energies can really affect me.
So like, can you tell us a little bit more about how do we know this is not just a creation of our own imaginations, and how exactly does it work? What is the basis of it?
Okay. Practices and events that we see in our eyes, in our own eyes, is an enough witness of if it's real or not. Okay, so when people are under these negative energies and they are controlled by such negative energies, they are living their lives miserably.
Mm.
They are not able to develop in their career. Mm. They are not happy. They feel so much, unhealthy. So these are the impacts that can be sent from one person to another.
Interesting. So whenever you're in a state where you're not sure why you are in this negative place, negative rut, then you can tell this is a sign that there is negative energy.
Yes. And we can also say that this negative is not me. It's not mine.
When you say
this, you can feel it. You can feel this is not you. It's not you. Okay, you are usually a happy person, bright person, laughing and living your life.
And all of a sudden,
and suddenly
it's
you are not. So this is not me. You say this is, when you say this is not me, then there is something in your energy.
Oh,
this
wow.
means there is a foreign energy which is not yours inside you.
How is it that a foreign energy inhibit your body at the same time as you? Is that possible? Like, how does that
you
work?
You and your body are not two things. You are one thing. And your body and your soul is also one thing. There is no body without a soul. And there is no soul without a... There is a soul without a body, actually, yes. But usually when there is a body, there is a soul.
Yeah.
So when this energy, it will affect, first of all, your energy body, not the physical body.
Ah,
it will enter to your energy body. What is the energy body? You know, we have an aura. Everybody knows what's the meaning of aura.
So this
aura is an energy body. Or we can call it as well energy information field. EIF, energy information field. So we are in this like an egg-shaped thing, and that's our aura, the energy information field. These negative energies can enter to this field if it's not shielded well. Okay, so we have to know the techniques, how to shield ourselves well, so all these energies will not enter to us.
So when you say shielding, how... So you mentioned that everything is energy, right?
Yes, yes.
How is it that, why is it that, let's say, when you get a negative energy or energy that is not yours, how does that energy know to enter or to not enter? How does that shielding process work?
It knows very well because it's coming from a higher realm, from higher dimension. They are intelligent. Okay, you know, light and darkness are the same thing, but on a different scale. The same power, but on a different scale, like the positive and negative of love, for example. Love and hatred are the same thing on negative scales, on different scales.
Different scales.
And so the light and darkness are the same thing, but this one is on the higher scale of the positive and that one of the higher state of the negative. This can enter to us if you are not shielded, which means some people, they don't have to go to somebody to shield them. Some people are strong. They have the strong power, the strong character. They are charismatic. So such people will not be affected by these energies, whatever you do.
So what makes your aura or your field weaker?
Your thoughts, thought forms, the way of life you are having, people not encouraging you, feeling that you are less than others, feeling that you are poor, feeling you are weak. So all these things will go to your subconscious mind and you are a energy healer yourself, and you are into the hypnosis, and you know what's the mind. Mm-hmm. So when this goes to your subconscious mind, confirming that you are sick, you are poor, you are not good enough. Exactly. So it will manifest somehow. So it will affect you because your subconscious is giving the orders that you are like that. You gave him the belief that he is like that. The character is like that. Mm-hmm. So that's energy. This energy can be healed. We can work on it because as we have black energy, we have white energy. So we can fight the black energy with the white energy.
So at a given time, you're saying we are bombarded or surrounded by both light and dark or white and black energy, right?
Yes.
So are you saying the way we're feeling at a given moment is purely by the continuous influence of both these, like on and off, or how much of it is ours, how much of it is external forces?
Actually, we are a combination, we're a cocktail of thought forms that we are creating and thought forms that are invading us from the others. Right. So we are in a cocktail. So the cocktail, if we are not strong enough, so the influence of the others will be influencing us more. So we are not feeling very well. Well, as when we have our own power and our own energies not interfered by somebody else or for other energies, then you would certainly feel much better than normal. But when you have an army of people, of thoughts, just attacking you every day, and you are not strong enough, this can affect you.
So now that we're in this age of technology, we all have social media.
Yes.
Would you say being exposed, like your energy, your photos, your videos being exposed to thousands of people is actually detrimental?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. You know, this it works both ways. Mm. If you are in the shadow, in the light, okay, you are in the light and you are always in the social media and your pictures are there, you should be a strong person and your aura should be strong. So whatever is said about you, it's okay, you are safe. But also the social media can affect you negatively. For me, for example, if I just see Twitter, I get upset, I get sad. So I don't see Twitter. Mm. I don't hear news. I don't open the news on these TVs because there is nothing except bad information. So they are just sending you all these negativities. So these negativities will work in you.
Yeah.
After all, you are a human being.
Yeah.
So these negativities that you are getting from here and there will certainly affect you. So just better to eliminate it. For myself, when I really see Twitter, I'm Lebanese, you know, and all this bad information is coming on Twitter. So I feel so bad. So I just put off this thing and log out of Twitter. I don't want to hear this news.
Yeah.
Although it is there, doesn't mean it's not there. It is there. But why should I let it affect me?
So you are in control of what
exactly
is coming
we cannot stop evil. We cannot stop evil. We cannot stop the bad energies coming from people around
us. But you have a choice on how to respond.
How to shield yourself. When I say shield, how to make yourself stronger. How you can make yourself not bothered so much with whatever is said to you.
Yeah.
And that the stronger your personality,
That takes a lot of mental challenging your inner thoughts, challenging different perspectives, challenging beliefs. So I want to now touch base on something that you mentioned earlier about people sending negative energies or black energies. Yes. And I know in many cultures, like the Indian culture or in the Arab culture and in Brazil, Africa, and so on, you hear about, let's say, the witch doctor or these shamans or medicine people or energy workers who you go to make someone else's life not so great.
Yes.
Is this really true? And how does that work?
I tell you.
What's the science behind that?
Yes. When you're talking about shamans in Brazil, the Inca civilization, the Egyptians, old Indians, the Chinese people, whenever there is energy, there is a black energy and a white energy.
Yeah.
So who can send you a good energy can send you a bad energy as well. So if you, just a little example, your mother is cooking. you always feel that your mother is the best because she's cooking with love.
Yeah.
So she's giving, she's sending all this positive, nice, beautiful energies with the food.
Mm.
Okay. But on the other hand, also you have people that are bad wishers for you.
Yeah.
So in the same way that I'm sending you the white energy,
yeah,
I can send you the black energy. Okay. Mm. But sending the black energy, if you want to talk a little bit on a higher scale, it will affect our karma.
Interesting. Okay? Could you elaborate on this? What do you mean by that?
Exactly. So whatever good thing you know, you do,
yeah,
if you are working on the virtues, and these virtues are global, international, that doesn't mean that if you are an Indian, you have different virtues than me.
Yeah.
It is the same basic virtues. If you go and live on these virtues, then it's very difficult that anybody can harm you. Okay. And it's also, you are building a new good karma for your future.
Mm.
You are the result of old karmas.
Yeah.
Okay? Whatever you have done before is you now.
Yeah.
But your future, you are making your future right now.
Right now.
So whatever good you do, whatever virtues you work, whatever love you can give, whatever sacrifice you can give, whenever you don't lie, you are your real face, all these are contributing to your future karma. So the future you is not what you have been, for example. You will be much, much better. So it's a karma, law of karma, law of consequence.
Yeah.
What you do is what you get.
So when you give out negative energy, or let's say you go to this person.
Yes.
So you are essentially affecting not only the other person's karma, but also your karma.
100%.
Yeah.
100%. You know, these people, they don't live long because they have very bad karma affecting others.
Ah.
They don't live long. This is a real reality. Because they have so much bad karma. Okay, they don't know how much it's affecting them, but it is affecting them.
Mm.
Okay, when I send you something bad, when I steal you or rob you, or this will come back to me. But if I help you in the right time, then this karma will come back to me. This is the consequence.
Mm.
When I do sing, it's a good thing, it will come back to me. When I do bad thing, it will come back to me. This is a universal issue. Everybody knows that. Okay, so the more good you do, the more sacrifice you do for your community, for your fellow beings, then even the animals, this will come back to you. And this will decide your future self. This is the karma.
Mm.
So we cannot do anything for the past, but we can do from now, work on our future.
Right.
How we will be after 20 years.
So when on the same light of, let's say you are now affected,
yes,
by negative energy now.
Yes.
All right. You, yes, are affected by someone has done something to you and you,
yes,
don't feel like it's your energy.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
What, how exactly can you shift this?
Yes.
And I would like you to go a little bit deeper,
yes,
into what exactly do these practitioners do that have such profound impact.
Yes.
Because there's one thing, yes, as like a non-practitioner,
yes,
to think ill thoughts about somebody else,
yes,
and that them being affected. But I imagine an experienced practitioner who's,
yes,
specialized in this,
yes,
they can have very severe impact.
Yes.
So what exactly do they do,
yes,
that has such an impact on you?
Yes. Actually, dear, we are talking to an audience, the Illuminations audience. They know more about, let us say, energy.
Mm.
Okay? So if we say chakra or an energy center, most of our audience would understand what we are talking.
Yeah.
So we have chakras. Okay? Yeah. Somebody say it is 10 or 7 or 11 or,
yeah,
21 or 300 or 800. Okay?
Yeah.
So we have chakras. So,
yeah,
our main chakras are the harnesses of all these energies. So when I'm sending negative energy to you, it will stay in one of your chakras depending on what I'm sending to you. If I'm sending you the bad energy for poverty,
yeah,
it will stay in a certain chakra.
Okay? The root chakra.
The root chakra, exactly.
Because that has to do with security, stability.
Exactly.
Money.
If I want to send you unhappiness, I don't want you to be happy, it will dwell where? In your sex chakra, not in the heart. Sex chakra. Sacral chakra. Okay?
Wow, okay?
Because when the sacral chakra is called sacral and also sex chakra, doesn't mean it's only for sex. It's,
yeah,
for pleasures of life. The food, the love, the happiness,
yeah,
all this there.
Yeah.
So whatever I send you, it will dwell in your chakras. We as healers, we know how to deal with that. With a very simple principle, it's called energy follows thought.
Mm.
Energy follows thought. So when I decide, and you give me the permission to heal you, and I decide to use the energies of the universe, not my energy, of the universe, I can, with my thoughts, collect these energies from the universe and send it to you in order to heal you. So I can sense, I can feel, I can scan where this energy is. And then what do? I clean it first. I clean it. You have to clean. If you are drinking tea, you have to clean after that, right? And then you put the new water, fresh water. So we clean these energies by cleaning the prana or the chi energies there. We are clearing the elementals and thought forms as well, because it will affect the shield. You know, every chakra has a shield at the end, like a net. Okay, this net, if it get punctured because of these negative thoughts. Okay, so when we are healing, we are cleaning very well, we are energizing very well, and also we are putting back this net, okay, in the proper way.
Right.
Yes, so that's how we do it. It's only energy follows thought. We are trained to ask for the energy, and when the energy comes, we have to inform the energy what to do.
So just thinking about it logically, so the very fact that that energy was present in that person's body or chakra in the first place was because something, it was like they had a weak belief system, and you had the practitioner sending something that matched it, basically, right?
Yeah, vulnerable. So, the people are vulnerable. They are weak,
Yeah, so when, as a energy practitioner like yourself, when you heal them, does this now impact their belief system or just their energy?
No, only their energy. The belief system is something else. Okay, when they come to you to be healed with energy, then they believe in energy.
Yeah.
We are merely working on the energy they asked us to heal.
Right.
We don't interfere in other things.
Right.
Okay,
right.
So you are coming to me, I don't feel myself. I feel I'm not happy. I don't want to be happy.
Yeah.
Okay, then I know where to work. So I work on these chakras. We are always working on energy body, not the physical body. And if you are coming to me, for example, for a sickness, a real sickness, material sickness in your body, as well, we are not working on your body itself. We are working on the energy body that affects, and the chakras that affects this certain organ in you. So when we work on the energy of the chakra and the energy of the organ itself and clear it and energize it in a new, pure, divine energy, then I'm helping you to become normal, because you are supposed to be normal. Everybody is born normal. Everybody is born with good, clean energy. But we, in the course of our life, we tend to pollute it.
Right. So you mentioned earlier, before we started the session, about different kinds or types of dark energies.
Yes.
Could you go into that? What are the different kinds that we have?
Okay. We create a thought form.
Yeah.
Okay. If, for example, I want to create, I'm happy and I feel so much proud of myself, I say I'm a star. I'm building a thought form in myself that I am a star, okay? And the subconscious mind will respond to that and make himself believe that I am a star, okay? So everything comes after that. All the consequences will help me to look like a star, because I am convinced, and my subconscious is convinced that I'm a star. On the other hand, if I say I am sick, I'm sick. There is a benefit for me to be sick. So I always say I'm sick. A thought form is created. And this thought form goes to our subconscious mind and make this subconscious mind believe that I am sick. And accordingly, he will act.
Sick.
Okay. And we act sick. And
the body will become sick.
And the body will become sick. So this is a thought form that we create. There is something else which is called elementals. These elementals are made by others and sent to us. Okay, and this elemental is a being. It's a live being. There is life in it, but they don't produce. They do not
reproduce or they procreate.
It is there or procreate. That's right. So in the psychotherapy, okay, in the psychotherapy, when we are talking about or we are working with these chakras, we work on these elementals. Energy follows thought. Okay, we are not putting our hand and extracting this. In our thought, we are using the global energy, the divine energy, the universal energy, whatever you want to call it, to help me clean that elementals. Okay, and these elementals, they talk to you. I mean, not they talk to you. You can talk to them. You can order them. Mm. That's the pranic healing level 3, for example.
Yeah.
That's psychotherapy. You are talking to them in your energy follows thought. You are talking from the same frequency. Asking them, ordering them to be cleansed. Okay? I'm sending them energy to be cleansed and to get rid of them. So when you say extract, okay, you are asking the global energy to extract these elementals from the person.
So
from the energy and, body of the person.
And these elementals don't have a willpower of their own, do they?
They don't have, but they are, you can say, intelligent.
In what way?
In what way? I'll tell you. For example, they can feel that I'm coming to extract them. They can feel.
Okay.
So in energy healing, that's why when we're talking psychotherapy, yeah. and maybe it is something strange to some of our audience,
yeah.
but it is there. I mean, we can talk about it. It needs time to talk. But for example, if there is some elementals, you are so much afraid. There is a fear. So there is elemental of fear in you. Okay.
So every emotion has its own elemental.
Exactly. And and a clairvoyant can see them. Okay. Dr. Leadbeater, in his book in 1920, I think he made it. He got the help of many clairvoyants to draw these elementals. And when you see the shapes of these elementals, each elemental can give you the idea of what is going on. The happy elementals are different than the hatred. Okay, all the anger, jealousy, all these are elementals.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
for the audience who are wondering now what these elements look like on our YouTube channel, on our episode, you will be able to see some images. But just to give you some clarity, these elementals, think of it like they are. They look like little blobs or with different shapes. They don't look human.
Yes.
They don't have arms or legs or anything. They're like very weird blobs with different shapes, with spikes and so on, depending on the intensity of the emotion or the nature of the emotion.
Yes.
And with different colors as well.
Some people, they call it demons.
Huh.
But these are elementals. There is nothing... Somebody with you know, these things.
Horns
exactly.
that we see in movies.
The lay people, they call it the demons. But they are actually elementals planted in our system, in our energy. So when we have the intention to release it, we can release it.
So Dr. Bassam, I want to ask you a very, I don't know if I can ask you this question, but I'm just going to go for it. So let's say when someone dies.
Yes.
Yeah. And let's say someone, a murderer who dies with a lot of anger and hatred.
Yes.
Yeah. And they die and their soul, let's say, does not move on.
Yes.
And we hear about stories of possessions and so on. Is this any different from elementals? Can you give us a clarity on a different soul inhibiting a body versus elementals inhibiting a body? Where does this all come into play?
These elementals are in our body at present, in this life.
Yeah.
If somebody dies, okay, and he's a super villain,
he
is going to, let me say, a different life, a new life. Mm-hmm. So the soul does not perish. The soul is always there. Yeah. It will never end. It can never change. It is a soul.
Yeah.
If it's evil or not evil, it's a soul. So this evil, when it leaves the body, it will go certainly to another body.
Yeah.
Okay? I believe in that, and many people, they do believe.
Yeah.
So when it is in another body, this soul in the other body will not be a normal soul because she has lots of karma carried out in her from the old, from the past life to this present life.
Because of
and
the way she
will
died.
Paying that, and she will be in this life, in the new life, paying for all the karmas and the bad things and the bad deeds that she did, if you can say she. Mm. The soul is not there is
he
no
or she,
he or she, exactly. So it will be, that's why we have this process of reincarnation, living more than one life, to purify our souls. So this soul, when it comes to another life, to a new life, to a new body, in process to clean itself.
So that's the whole point of reincarnation, just to purify, clean your soul.
Exactly, because the soul came from the universe, from the God, or from whatever you want to call them.
Yeah.
Okay? It's coming pure. And it should go back to its origin pure.
So each life that you have is actually an opportunity for you to clear out your karmas.
Exactly.
But with each life, you don't realize that it's a new life. You end up accumulating more karma and it almost becomes endless.
Well, not like that. You know, there is a process. There is a system. Okay, when the energy, when God, let us say God, created this whole thing, it's like a system, like the operating system in a computer.
Yeah.
It's a system.
Right.
God doesn't interfere in it.
Yeah.
He made the system and we are all players in this system. So whatever you do is recorded.
Got you.
Whatever good thing you do or bad thing you do is recorded. And that's how is your future. So when this universe gave us another chance to live in another life, we have to pay for the bad debts that we had before in order to become better. So it's always evolution. I don't think in a new life you go back, backwards in your status. So you're not be more villain. You're not be more a killer. You're not be more stingy. You're not be more a thief. No,
yeah.
It should be a lesson to become better.
Got you.
It's a lesson.
So coming back to the elementals and the souls.
Yes.
So the... Because like I'm thinking of this case that happened in the 1970s about this girl called Emily Rose. Yes. She was a devout Christian, but she was possessed or supposedly possessed by about seven demons.
Yes.
And this was a case that was recorded and so on.
Okay.
So what is your take on this? Because she says these are demons.
Yes.
But there was also in court this other argument saying she had a psychological disorder. So what's your input on this?
Well, the science will say psychological disorder.
Yes.
Energy will say something else. Okay. I accept and respect the science. I respect all these things. But let us talk about energy side. Mm. Demons, there is no such a thing called demon. Okay, it's an energy, it's an elemental.
Mm.
And this little being, it's like a cockroach, not the cockroach, this is the fly that flies, bites, these things. It's like that only. It's so small and so simple, but it's wicked. Mm. She can play with you. She can orient you. She can make you do things that you don't want to do.
Mm.
Some people, they call it demons. But it is much simpler than that. It's only an elemental working in a certain place in your chakras, making you feel bad, making you do something that you don't want to do. Because you don't have your full, clear thought.
Mm.
Okay? Your thought, your willpower is much less because they are controlling your willpower. Okay, so when we are talking about the elementals and we are talking about psychotherapy, when you come to a psychotherapy, we work on these elementals. We are not afraid of them because they are nothing demons. They are not a ghost will come and eat us. No. There are so many little things, but they are wicked, intelligent. They know how to hide from us. Okay, so when we deal with them, we can get rid. So the lady, the story that you have mentioned, it is not. They may call it demons.
Yeah.
Some religions or some people would. It depends on the culture. They call them demons. But a demon in our civilization, we was drawn to us or figured to us as a being with
the horns
there, with black and ugly.
Yes.
It's not real. It's something that we think about.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's not that. It is only a very little, small, poor, elemental, intelligent, but no power.
Got you.
Intelligent, but no power. We can handle it in the energy world, in the energy life, in the energy realm, in the dimension of energy. This can be cleared.
Wow. So this is not something that you need to be stuck with for the rest of your life, because logically I'm thinking this elemental has a particular energy.
Yes.
And when it is attached to an energy center in your body,
yes,
all it's doing, it's making that energy center behave like this elemental. So when you change your energy, you almost leave no space for this elemental anymore.
Exactly.
And that's why you
let's be specific. Elemental, this is a negative elemental.
Mm.
I can send you a good elemental.
So there are
feeling
also positive.
So good about yourself.
Mm.
Feeling so happy, feeling so much on top of everything. That's an elemental as well.
Right.
Okay,
right.
So we have always negative and positive. So the negative ones are the, whatever you want to call them, demons or whatever.
Yeah.
And these things that they do, they are so much weak.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
We shouldn't be fearing from them. should be afraid. We deal with them properly and we get rid of them properly, and they will never come back. They will try to, but they will not be able to come back. So it's a very simple thing.
So how do you recommend that we keep our energies high? How do you recommend that we keep our energy shielded?
Okay, there is a process of shielding, but let us say just the shielding, meditation is shielding, guided meditation. Let me put between brackets, guided meditation, not any meditation. Don't put the music from YouTube and think you are meditating.
Okay.
Maybe you are playing with energy, which you should do.
Okay.
It's a proper guided meditation. When you have a proper guided meditation, especially a meditation called planetary, a meditation for peace, okay, you can find it on YouTube. It's a very important one. It can give you a very good shield psychologically, emotionally, and physically.
Mm.
So that's a guided meditation that I suggest that everybody should repeat and should experience daily, especially if you have a case.
Mm.
In the meditation, you are strengthening your shield.
Mm.
By doing the rituals, your religious rituals, okay? By praying. Praying is a sort of meditation.
Mm.
Okay, in your belief system, you believe in the you have a good belief system. Okay, all these are contributing to your shield. You have a strong shield. Your personality is a shield as well. But nevertheless, we have something else. We can in energy healing, we can make a shield. Okay, and making a shield, we cannot maybe discuss it here in details, but just imagine yourself in a bubble.
Yeah.
Okay, and imagine this bubble is becoming stronger and stronger. And imagine that nobody can attack you because you are in this bubble. Okay? Make it strong. Color it with orange. Okay? Make it very strong. And keep a certain thought in your mind that this is not, you cannot suffocate inside. Mm-hmm. There is always a hole that you can have the oxygen in it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So simply by just imagining that you are in this bubble and this bubble is colored orange.
Yeah.
Because orange repels. Okay.
Oh, wonderful.
And this, yes, and this orange is very strong. Okay, you are shielding yourself.
Oh wow! I had no idea orange is a color that repels.
It's exactly. So this is a simple way. Plus the way that you live.
Yeah.
Okay. If you have many elementals, if you are feeling psychologically unwell, this is you can. It's difficult.
So it's a very simple practice that you can do by visualizing.
Exactly. Do the meditation. Do your whatever ritual you have, whatever the religion you believe in. You go to a church, you go to a mosque. All these are so much encouraging and helping your this shield to be stronger.
Wow, that makes so much sense.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Dr. Bassam,
for sharing
all this wonderful insight on how this works, how energy works, how dark energies, light energies work, as well as sharing strategies that we can use as well. Before we end the show, do you have any last words for our audience, and also tell them where they can find you?
Yes. To my audience, I thank you for being with us right now. You can find me in Illuminations Abu Dhabi. It's easy to be reached there. To handle and to discuss anything that you have or any problem that you think you have. Don't be afraid. Don't be shy. Just call and we will be able to help you. The thing I said, to finish, contribute to your shield by your strong belief system. Believe in the creation. Believe in yourself. Do the proper meditation. Feel that you are strong and you will be strong against any attack. We call it psychic attacks. So be very strong, be shielded against any psychic attacks. Psychic attacks can be sourced from the people near you. Okay? Mm-hmm. Maybe family, maybe friends. Who will be interested in sending you psychic attacks if he doesn't know you?
Out of jealousy, out of anger.
Out of jealousy and anger. And sometimes it is sent unintentionally.
Mm-hmm.
It's important. You can get bad energy or you have psychic attack unintentionally by your father, for example.
Wow.
From your father. Why? I'll tell you a little example. Yeah. Can we have,
yes,
you have a time?
Absolutely.
A lady, a daughter, she was promoted to a very high rank.
Mm-hmm.
And she went home to tell her father that she is promoted.
Yeah.
In the same day, the father was terminated from his job.
Okay.
Okay. Although he was so happy for his daughter, but also there was something inside him. Oh my God. Mm. Okay. So he sent her an energy.
Mm. Unintentionally.
Okay? Unintentionally. He sent her a psychic attack.
Wow.
Why not me? Why did she? Okay. Mm. Although he loves her and he's happy for her.
Of course.
But unintentionally, he sent her this psychic attack. Okay, so it can happen unintentionally. Mm. That's why I'm saying family. Doesn't mean they are our enemies. Yeah. No, but unintentionally they can attack us psychologically.
And this is why we have to be very aware of what we're thinking and what we're feeling at a given moment.
And what we are talking. And you have to be a little bit secretive about our things.
Mm.
Don't open the energy. Your energy is like a bottle of perfume. Mm. If you keep it open, the smell will go.
Yeah.
Keep your energy in this perfume and close it. Yeah. So you don't have to say everything that you are thinking of.
Yeah.
Keep privacy for that until the project or until the thing is done. Got Otherwise, you will be losing the energy from the project itself.
Got you. Thank you so much, Dr. Bassam.
Thank you so much.
And thank you to all the listeners who are listening yet again. We will catch you another time with another speaker. Until then, stay safe and live light.
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, we'd love to have you tune in again next week as we discuss more engaging topics on relationships, health, career, self-care, and spirituality. If you'd like to help support this podcast, please share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave us a rating and review. We'd be extremely grateful. To catch all the latest from us, you can also follow us on Instagram at Illuminations World or visit the Illuminations World YouTube channel for more inspiring content. See you again next week, and until then, live light.